Hi, and welcome to the Simple Wellness Podcast. Today's topic, we'll be discovering simple ways to enjoy life more. Do you always think to yourself that life would be happier if only certain things were different? Does it always feel like everyone else is enjoying life more than you? The truth is that our mind believes whatever we feed it. Feed it jealousy, negativity, doubt, and it will thrive on that. Alternatively, feed it positivity, humor, and hope, and it will respond in kind. Of course, reprogramming your thinking patterns isn't exactly a one-step process, but there are a lot of ways to learn how to enjoy your life more. Making the most out of your life is actually your responsibility. Let's look at some ways to get more out of life and how to enjoy life again. Number one, ask yourself this question. What is the one thing I can start doing or stop doing that would have the biggest impact on my life? Pick the one thing that is bothering you the most. Come up with a tangible action you can take to start changing it. Now work on it for the next month. Nothing in your life will change until you start doing something differently. Whatever it is you want to change, you should see some detectable progress if you work on it for a month. Even the act of working on it daily will make you feel better. Number two, get clear on what you want. Part of learning how to enjoy life is knowing exactly what it is you want. Some serious soul searching might be in order. Try writing down your ideal day. Be very specific. What time do you wake up? How do you spend your morning? What do you eat? Who do you see? Where do you go? This exercise will give you an idea of the difference between what your life is like now and what you wish it were. After all, happiness is often the difference between expectations and reality. Number three, make time for yourself. Women especially have a hard time with this. Women often spend so much of their time taking care of others, and they have an underlying feeling of guilt for taking time for themselves. But if you're not happy, the people you love will suffer. If you think you'll feel guilty for taking some time to yourself, just think how you'll feel after you snap at your kids or your spouse. I really don't think there's such thing as a balanced life, but you have to try to work on creating a little space for yourself. It's crucial for your happiness. Number four, make time to relax. Somewhere along the way, being busy became trendy. We go around bragging about how busy our lives are as if chaos were a badge of honor. We all have busy times of the year or seasons of life, but beware of keeping busy for just sake of saying you are. Spreading yourself too thin in no way makes you enjoy life more. Please give yourself permission to relax. Frazzled isn't a good look on you. Number five, avoid the news. Unless you're a superhuman who isn't affected by the dismal of daily news, I would avoid watching it if you're finding it difficult to enjoy life right now. If there's something really momentous happening, you'll hear about it from someone you know. Otherwise, watching the news is kind of colossal waste. Watching it leads to fear and anger and hinders your ability to think for yourself. Plus, 99% of the time, the stories don't really affect your life. Number six, explore new places. Whether it be a new park, new restaurant, or new vacation destination, exploring somewhere new will improve your quality of life for a variety of reasons. Our brains don't tend to remember the experience of doing the same things over and over. You're far more likely to remember a new experience. Even if you don't love the new place you've explored, you've opened your mind and embraced possibility, and you might just learn something about yourself. Number seven, adopt an attitude of gratitude. Being thankful isn't just for Thanksgiving, y'all. You'll be rewarded tenfold every time you express gratitude. Be thankful for both the positive and annoying things that happen to you. We learn from it all. God, or the universe, or whatever you believe in, can feel the attitude you put out there. If you're constantly feeling angry, negative, and feeling sorry for yourself, it'll give it right back. In short, gratitude makes you less self-centered and more optimistic, relaxed, and resilient. Number eight, figure out what you enjoy, and do it as often as possible. I'm talking about constructive and legal things, of course. If you like to read your bike, or watch movies, or polish your nails, or read blog posts, work it in your life as much as you can. I don't mean you should start watching movies and eating brownies all day instead of going to work. Just make a conscious effort to incorporate things you enjoy into your daily life. Plus, now that you have a new grateful attitude, you'll appreciate the time you have to spend on your hobbies all the more. Number eight, be social. As an introvert of the highest order, I really struggle with this one. Social events leave me drained for sometimes days. If any of you introverts have tips for being more social, please share them with me. All human beings really are social creatures, and we absolutely need to engage socially. Try to choose people who lift you up. If you feel unhappy after hanging out with someone, that's not who you want to spend your precious free time with. Number 9, take care of your space. I hate to tell you, but a cluttered, messy home is not going to help you enjoy life more. I'm not saying you have to scrub the crown moldings with a toothbrush every Saturday. Just put things away when you're done with them. The one simple act works far better than you'd think. Number 10. Move your body. While spending 30 minutes on an elliptical machine probably isn't going to make you happier, finding an activity you do definitely will. Personally, I love taking group fitness classes like spinning and boxing. It kind of takes care of the be social and move your body tasks in one fall swoop. Zumba classes are quite lively. Walking and running feel quite freeing. And we've all heard the benefits of yoga. Or turn up some music and dance around in your house like a maniac. I can almost guarantee that you'll feel better afterward. Number 11, be curious. When you were a kid, you probably annoyed the heck out of your parents with questions. As we grow up, our sense of curious wonder evolves into feeling like we know it all. If there's something you want to learn or know how to do, start researching it. Ask someone who does it. Research it online, take a class, or read books on the subject. Ask people questions about themselves. There's probably more to them than you see on Facebook. Let's hope so anyway. The world is chock full of things you don't already know. Being curious about them will help keep your brain and spirit young. Number 12. Stop comparing yourself. This is one of the most important ones. Comparison is the thief of joy. You're on a completely different journey with different struggles and successes than everyone else. You're doing yourself a major disservice if you compare yourself to other people. We all have different strengths and weaknesses, but we're all important. We're all here for a reason. Stop worrying about what everyone else is doing and start focusing at being the best at what you can be. If you're struggling to enjoy life right now, I hope these tips for how to get the most out of your life are helpful. Some parts of life are more enjoyable than others, but making an effort to embrace what you can certainly won't hurt.
If this podcast did help you, please share it with a friend. And as always, thank you for tuning in.